Yeah, well, when I was listening here on Broadcastify, it sounded like they were using OPE25. OPE25 is a transcoder from XLX to bridge into the analog side, and it's nasally. It sounds horrible. It's actually supposed to be a latest and greatest transcoder that's supposed to sound even better than that one, so you don't have to use a vocoder. But I've heard it. Some guy developed it in England, and it still sounds like crap. That's why I use genuine vocoders, D-Star vocoders, DB3000 chips on the network here. Yes, it's tedious to program and port it into the network, but once you figure it out, it's amazing audio, and there's no way around it. So I would rather have amazing audio on a multi-mode system than garbage audio. I can't stand nasally audio. DMR used to be nasally back in the day. That was before Kodaks got better. It was really pinched. Somebody talked on the system, and they were pinched. It sounded bad. It almost sounded like sideband. Very, very pinched. Nasally. Kind of like they had something up their nose. And something was blocked off. It was bad. But we don't have that problem anymore today. I've fixed all that stuff. Every single mode on here is totally fixed with the latest and greatest of everything. And will I go backwards? Oh, no. Every day is going forward. And there's no more latest and greatest in Kodaks right now. They're all kind of dormant. So that's why the system's just it's the way it is. But I got to tell you, NXDN sounds amazing. That new transcoder that I stuffed in there, it's the best audio. And it came directly from Kenwood. Kenwood's Kodak, or no, transcoder. And the audio on NXDN is just amazing. That's all I got to say about that.